Rock Nelson is with us, and we're going to do a little international trading today, and we're not going too far from home.
That's correct. We're going to be going down to Sheldon, Iowa, and visiting with Todd Karlsek, who is the marketing manager of Maintainer Corporation. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. It's good to hear your voice.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to visit with you a little bit about what Maintainer does. What does your company make?
So Maintainer manufactures truck bodies, and mainly service mechanics trucks, lube trucks, basically different kinds of propane service trucks in the field. We also have another manufacturing plant that manufactures rescue trucks, different kinds of bodies like that.
Could you explain rescue trucks for us?
Sure. So it's the Maintainer Custom Bodies division in Rock Rapids, and fire departments around the country that have that carry all their equipment to the field, the jaws of life and all the extrication equipment and scene lighting and that stuff. The rescue trucks sometimes carry water, most of the times don't. We'll have a walk around or a walk in type of version, basically just to get all the equipment or the people out to the emergency site.
And crew cares, I would imagine, for something like railroads like the BN.
We sell a lot of crew cares actually to California, where they have a lot of the wildfires going on, and they'll basically bring the whole firefighting crew out to the site because they're out kind of out in the mountains.
Awesome. Where do you make your products at?
So right here in Sheldon, Iowa, we have one manufacturing facility that makes all the service trucks, lube trucks, and cranes. And then we have the other facility up in Rock Rapids that does the rescue vehicles, emergency vehicles, National Guard vehicles, that type of thing.
What are lube trucks?
So lube truck, basically the idea of the whole service truck idea is instead of bringing my big combine or big excavator or bulldozer into the shop, we bring the shop out to the field. And so a lube truck will basically carry diesel fuel and DEF and different kinds of hydraulic oils and oils, and basically you can do the tune-up or you can do some fix-it right out there in the field.
So your drivers are trained to operate that, and so it's just like a one-stop shop, but it's mobile.
Exactly.
Yep. How do you sell your products, or where do you sell your products at?
So we're fortunate we have kind of a diverse customer base all across the country and into Canada. So all U.S., all Canada is our main market, if you will. And within the service truck industry, we sell to a number of different areas. You mentioned railroad is a big one for us. The construction industry is a big one for us. And agriculture continues to grow for us as well.
So do you sell through distributors throughout the U.S. and Canada, or do you sell both to distributors and private industry, private businesses that have the needs for your product?
So we do have dealers that are scattered around the country. So most of the product is sold through a dealer. And the dealer themselves might have some service locations so that, they'll be selling other product besides Maintainer, but they might have a service location. So instead of having somebody, if there is trouble, a warranty issue or something, instead of bringing all the way back to Iowa, they can have it serviced at their local dealer.
Todd, you have quite a few employees. I'm just kind of looking down the list of what you do, who you deal with outside of Canada and the United States. 180 or so employees, that's quite a few.
That's true. We have just under 150 here in Sheldon and just under 35 in Rock Rapids, and that continues to grow. Both of the companies have gone through recent expansions. In fact, we're still finishing up the plant expansions. And so we've added some people to help with that.
And you've got a big anniversary this year. You're going to celebrate how many years?
40 years. We started the business back in 1976. And so we've got a lot of 40-year celebrations on tap for 2016.
I wanted to ask you another question. What makes your product so special?
So the key to Maintainer products is that the customer can really get the custom body that they want. We'll put the body on any chassis if they'd rather have a Freightliner, they'd rather have International, they'd rather have a Ford or a Dodge, we'll put it on whatever they like. And then we build a body that basically fits their particular job that they have to do. So instead of just cookie cutter, here's what you get, here's what we offer, we will actually customize the product. And then we really create a high-quality, long-lasting product. Most of our bodies outlast your initial chassis, and a lot of them will take that body off and put it on a new chassis, because these things last 15, 20, 25 years.
That says a lot for your product, and apparently you're quite flexible in building customized needs.
we've been very responsive to the request out in the field, and our, the customers that keep coming back, they know that, you know, we push the quality of the product and the customized product, and really just make sure that the customers are satisfied.
Is your company growing?
So as I mentioned, we've had the expansion project. We actually added about 30% to our plant capacity here in Sheldon. So we continue to find more markets, people that are interested in the product. So it does kind of ebb and flow with the economy somewhat as far as, you know, construction. When construction's up, people need more equipment to service their construction equipment. But for the most part, we continue to add new customers in different industries along the way.
And I see that you operate, excuse me, I see that you operate somewhat off federal grants, and I'm sure that there's always a continuing need for firefighter transportation and needs like that, regardless of the economy.
Definitely on the rescue side of things, whether it's fires or whether it's other type of emergencies, there is some federal grant money that comes available, and definitely cities are strapped for money, just like a lot of people in the industry are. But as that grant money comes available, then they're able to upgrade their equipment. Really, a lot of the trouble with growing is people having trouble finding firefighters that have time to devote, or ambulance drivers, that type of thing. Even on the construction side of things, we're having trouble finding skilled employees to fill the mechanics trucks. We just need more skilled employees around the country.
And I see that you've also shipped recently to the United Arab Emirates as well as Iraq, and working on deals possibly for exporting to Peru, Chile, Costa Rica, Venezuela, and the Philippines.
That's true. We have a dealer that helps us with our international trade, and we definitely try to continue to look in those areas. But they've, again, wherever the big construction equipment goes, that's where we'd like the maintainer.
In closing, for our listening audience, whether it be within the 80-mile radius of Sioux Falls, which includes you folks, or worldwide through the live streaming, what's the telephone number where people can call you to get further information about your product, and what's your email address, or what's your website?
Yeah, the phone number you can call is 1-800-831-8588. But we've got all sorts of great information. On the service truck side, you'll want to go to www.maintainer.com. Or for a fire truck rescue truck, you can go to mcbfire.com.
There you have it, folks. Another top company within our listening region, tri-state area, that exports as well as selling domestically. It's exporting, if you remember, that creates more jobs, helps our economy, because those people that are hired need to buy groceries, food items, clothing, automobiles, gasoline, entertainment. It's one more successful company that we're proud to have in our arsenal.
Todd Rock, we appreciate you being with us this morning.